Another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. I'm so grateful you're here with me today. And I have a special guest joining us today, Gresson Piper, a gifted medium who works deeply with energy and spirit. So, in this conversation, we're diving into what energy truly is, how she unlocked her gift of mediumship. And then we'll talk about tips and tools on what she does to unlock that and to keep her mediumship high vibration energy going so she can tap into her gift. So let's tap into it and say hi to Gresson.
Yes, let's go. Hello, hello, everybody.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited. So let's start talking about.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So let's talk about your story and how your gift actually started. Was it in through childhood and then you slowly figured it out, or what was that journey like?
I don't know. I don't actually know. It's hard to talk about this because I'm still getting used to it. It's like, yeah, a new world opening up, and yeah, I'm excited to dive right into it. But let me just give a little bit of background about myself. I am Gresson, living in Belgium, having half Filipino roots because I have a Filipino mom. And I have a Belgian dad. So yeah, I'm half. I'm mixed.
Nice.
At first, I thought it was a curse because do I belong to that country or do I belong to the other one? But I feel like I'm stuck between both of them. And it has been crazy. You tell me, because I grew up, I was like a talkative child. Maybe I talked too much, I opened too soon, said too much. And my dad always was like angry at me. I didn't understand at first. I thought it was me. So I dimmed myself a little bit. You know what I mean? Silent, and then I learned how to silence myself. I stay silent, I adjusted myself to people. Yeah, maybe the people-pleasing behavior, you know, being the good girl.
It happens to us a lot.
And like holding me back because I was drawing outside the lines. I had a development problem. I was a little bit behind, and he was angry for I thought he was angry about that. And I thought I was like too much, but actually I was making assumptions in my head. You know how that goes. When the
Yeah.
mind comes in, we make assumptions. We don't even dare to ask. We just think we're telling ourselves the truth and we hold ourselves back. That's how that goes. And that has been a repetitive pattern that God is releasing itself right now because I am doing the inner work. I'm gonna talk about later how important that is doing the inner work since like 2019, I feel. However, the roots, my Filipino roots, haven't been. Yeah, it's hard because as a child, you go there. I went there 3 times, but I didn't have the awareness because I was still little. I didn't have the awareness. Yeah, my mom raised me Filipino culture, but I didn't have the tangible energy. I didn't connect with the energy. And when I went there 2014, I was like, what happened? I went back. I mean, I went there for vacation 3 weeks. Then I went back to Belgium. And I was like, oh my God, my body was completely disoriented.
Really?
I was not depressed. I was just feeling sad. And I suppressed it again. You know that's how what I learned.
Yeah, suppressing.
That's what I learned. And then 2016 I went back, 2017, 2018, and then 2019, kaboom. I was wanting to share about my trip, but somebody ignored it. Didn't think it was important. You know why? Because I didn't know myself. That it was important to me. And I was self-abandoning myself, rejecting myself. And you start that first, so you give somebody else a chance to do the same. It starts with you. And now, I'm still, you know, I'm still healing after that because I went back like 3 times after that. But still, there's still a recalibration going. You know, it's not all at once. The healing is not linear. It's like going ebb and flow. Yeah. Now I feel like I'm starting to come home within myself. I'm starting to accept that side a little bit more because I'm more aware now. You know, you also know that the body needs catching up. You know, you may have the awareness here, but the body still is releasing the trauma and the pain from the past.
I guess what you're trying to express with your story is you're still doing growth. So that has helped you with your mediumship. And that's where your mediumship
is developing. Yeah, in clearing my blocks.
Mm. Wait, so as a kid, though, were you able to see ghosts or like tap into?
No. Yeah. Oh, no. Wait. Yes. Yes. I saw my grandfather.
Okay, so you had this ability as a child, but then everything when you grew up, you suppressed. Then you
was sitting right there on my bed, like a silhouette in the form of a body, you know, in the form of essence, energy.
Yeah,
and I was so scared. I turned around my pillow, I wanted to know, am I awake or not? Mm-hmm. I turned back, and I was, oh no, he's still there. And I didn't dare to go to my parents because then I needed to pause him, right? I was like, oh, yeah. But, like I said, it's in doing the inner work because we all know the low vibrational stuff, low vibrational energy, the anger, the jealousy, the sadness, the fears, you name it, the ego. It's all in our way, even being in our head. We don't know, we aren't even aware of it that we're in our head.
Yeah.
And we need to try to feel more. We need to, like, connect with ourselves. But we're all afraid of our feelings. Because when our feelings come up, it's painful. But let me tell you, the life that you want is beyond that. You cannot go around it because you're getting in circles. You stay stuck.
Yeah.
You stay stuck and then you're wondering why you're stuck. Yeah, you're stuck because you're afraid to feel, to get in touch with your emotions. You're afraid to be authentic in your truth. But ironically, it's when you start doing that, then your soul trap shows up. It's endearing to reveal yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And it's in, you keep evolving. You keep evolving, and it's natural that people that don't share the same vibration with you, they fall off. Because they have their own pace, and that's okay. They have their own pace of growth, and maybe you're meant to separate for a while, because if you don't, then they're blocking your growth. Yeah. They're standing in your way. So what I'm saying is, let go of the attachment. Trust that they will, if they're meant to, they will show up again. It will show up again later. They will, and if they're not, then they were meant for you. They were just like a lesson, like a mirror to learn from.
Yeah, and when you say mirror, I just want the listeners to know, mirror is that person will reflect something back to you. That's why they
need
you, right? And so I just want to make
exactly sure.
So if you're triggered by something from that person, that's teaching you something. That person is bringing you lots of joy or a positive feeling or emotion. Yeah. That's what they're meant back to you, right? So
Exactly.
It's a life lesson or a lesson of some sort.
Yeah.
And everything really is about your perception, about your reality,
yeah.
how you process things. So your self-love journey has brought you
into
more awareness, which is amazing, into your powers again of mediumship. So let's go through some tips and tools that you do for yourself that has helped you.
Meditation. I started with meditation, the inner child, because it's like we can be our own parents. We just have to give our inner child what it needed when we were little that we didn't got. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, then you're getting into your healing. And I'm not saying it's like linear, like I said before. No, it's ebb and flow. Because even now, some intense things still come up. No intense emotions that I thought that I had worked through. All of a sudden, knock, knock, knocking the door. But now I am more like, I'm more balanced, I'm more stable. I feel like I'm able to hold myself a little bit more. Yeah, it's like, it's important for me to know that. Because I feel like not a lot of people can handle me, my energy. Either they get triggered because I reflect something back to them that they aren't ready to face, mm-hmm. and then they run. But what I want listeners to know is they're not running from you. They're actually running from themselves.
Yeah.
And when you are emotional mature, then you know that it's not personal. Because there's something that they have experienced that's coming up, and maybe that they're not aware of it. They don't know how to deal with that. So what we're actually doing is, well, I was there too, sometimes blaming others.
Yeah.
But actually it's you that's manifesting, that has manifested that situation with your energy.
Okay. So say something or somebody says something and brings you their negative energy that you didn't even expect or want.
Yeah.
So you just let them be and you're just like,
okay, yeah,
reflecting something. So how do you move on from it? You just forget about it or?
I'm asking spirit.
Okay.
To help me when I'm ready. I'm always asking like, spirit, can you show me what I have to learn here? Only when I'm ready to receive it. Because if I'm not ready yet, then it means that I still need to heal something. Because that's blocking. That's in the way of receiving that truth. And then sometimes I also listen to energy frequency. I don't know if you heard about that. 528, the hertz, the self-love. The 963 is for your crown chakra. Because we all have energy bodies within our systems. The chakra system that is governing our energy. And when we don't release something in one of them, we get like headaches, stomach aches. And I've discovered for myself, it depends. You know, you have to use your discernment, but for me it's like 80-70% it's emotional.
Yeah.
Because I have been suppressing my emotions a lot. Don't ask me how I did that, but I was like, I was really discarding them. Acting like they didn't exist.
Yeah. So what
happened? And how can you ask someone else to be there for you when you're not even showing up for yourself, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So now I'm showing up for myself and I'm getting a total different reality. It's changing in small steps, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm really happy with that. Getting myself out of a stuckness. I'm getting into mediumship. Yeah, it's exciting, you know.
So what happens when you're doing mediumship? Do you have to do like a routine to tap in or you're still...
You know, it's funny. It's funny because actually, no. Ever since I got introduced to energy frequency, it seems like it comes to me naturally. Every morning when I go to work or I wake up, I put some frequency on, I am sure I'm connecting to it, to that music. Because what happens is every day I'm clearing, I'm being guided to the right music that I need at that time. And after a week, I sense, oh, I'm not in the pattern anymore. I didn't do this A, B, or C. I didn't do that anymore. And then you feel your vibration is getting higher. Your energy, you're less tired. You're less this or you're less that. It depends. And then you realize, oh, it's gone. So it's not only listening to the music. The music offers you downloads. But how do we explain to the listeners downloads? It's like insights, awareness, consciousness. Your consciousness is expanding, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all through that music, I was like, are you kidding me? I wish I knew about this sooner, but yeah, okay, I'm 33 soon enough, right?
That's younger than a lot of other people. Some people are still discovering themselves at a later age.
Yeah. But actually, I'm blessed. I'm grateful that experiencing this journey in full consciousness, because there's people that go through this aren't aware that what's happening, right? They just go through it. But me, I'm just happy that I'm aware of it, because then I can have that review. Like, oh yeah, AYZ happened, and this is why. And that's all through the music that I'm getting.
Yeah.
And now I'm making those healing tracks myself. In cooperation with somebody, Self-Healing Collective, she's making the music. She's attuning the music, actually, for my healing. And we're in alignment. It really surprises me. I was like, I was picking two tracks from the website, track 3 and 4. And I was like, am I not going too fast? No, because that's my pace. That's my own pace. I don't even have to share it yet. It's for myself. It's for my own healing, because the full moon is coming, right? 6 October. And then I'm going to be on that roller coaster ride again. But now I have the experience. I can cope with it. I know exactly what to do. I have crystals that can assist me. I have all of the tools. And I'm like, what? Sometimes I just wake up and I still wonder, how on earth did I end up on this journey? Yeah, I still am like, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, we all have those things or our journey where it leads us into our higher purpose,
yeah,
or soul calling, right? And yours was through your journey of self-discovering, which was,
yeah,
all going back to the Philippines. And then you're going to go again soon, which is exciting.
Yeah, and then I feel like, you know what I'm feeling? My soul is already there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's already there. But now I'm also feeling that internal, like I told you before, like previously, that like we just started, it's like that inner turmoil. My internal self knows what's coming, and now it's aligning every version of me that has been there. Is now aligning, and I feel like, yeah, you know, the prices went lower 9 September. I've been 9 times there, and I'm leaving on the 9th of March. You see the pattern? 999.
Yeah, whoa.
And what is about the 999, for people who don't know, it's a nearing completion, because completion is a 10. So now the heaviness, the intenseness, I have to surrender, because if I'm missing something, if I suppress something again, then it will take me longer to get there. And that's fine. That's completely fine. I have to do it on my own pace. But I want to rather face it all. I want to be in the turmoil. I just want to feel all of it now, to get through it once and for all.
Yeah. And what are you getting through once?
It's taking me a lot.
Beer? Or what is that? Rid of all of it once and for all. What are you trying to get rid of? Is it the fears or what is it? The lessons that you're trying to...
No. Not the lessons. I just want to... Okay, maybe there's nothing to get rid of. It's getting into that acceptance. It's getting into acceptance that my inner child is Filipino. And that I feel 80-70% Filipino rather than Belgian, even though I'm born Belgian. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Makes sense.
And it's also about accepting, I already said accepting that, but it's opening up about it without needing any validation.
Yes.
Speaking my truth without expecting something in return, allowing it to flow. Because when I do, everything will align and fall automatically into place. You see, I know it already. I know it, but the energy is still catching up. And I have to allow it to catch up.
So the energy does take a while for physical form.
Even yeah.
Weird. In your
mind. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know. And sometimes it's just hard because you want it. You want it so badly. So you want it so badly, and you know why you're stuck. You know it, but you still fall into the same traps because of the ego, the mind.
Yeah,
like the mind says, "Oh, they're gonna reject you again," right? The mind says, "Oh yeah, they're gonna abandon you. They're not gonna understand you. They're not gonna be happy for you." That's that inner voice.
It's crazy. I'm just like thinking of a scenario. You know, a lot of us, why visualization is a powerful tool, by the way. So when you're visualizing, it's already happening in a different dimension. That's why you can see it. That's why you can picture it. There's so many dimensions that we're just in this reality. So it might be hard for us to understand that, but there's another reality that's already happening. So right? And so we're in this reality, and like you said, we're waiting for that reality to catch up in this reality because our
align, yeah,
align, yeah, our energy is like lower. So we're learning the lessons to get there. But it is already there. We're just not patient enough, right? Like we're not just doing what we need to do and just trusting that it will happen. We're just like, it's not happening now, and then our ego mind like. Yeah, it's because of this and that, because you're crazy, you know, like making all these excuses in your head, and you're just like, you get so overwhelmed and, you know, like yourself out from the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you live in fear and then doubt, and then you lack self-love, you lack the confidence.
Yeah, and then you suppress it again. That's the reason why we do it.
Yeah, it's exhausting. See, it's like, aware of that. But how do you keep on going? And then this is why consistency is so important. Even when you want to do it, you do it.
And stay in the fields. Mm-hmm. Stay in the fields. Learn to stay within yourself. Mm-hmm. Even when it's too intense, you think other people can handle it, stay.
Yeah.
Breathe. Breathe through it. Relax.
Yeah, it's true. And it's funny because how we met was through a spiritual community, and we got aligned, and I truly believe we met in divine timing because you said you're elevating yourself and learning all this self-love, doing all of that. I'm the same way. And so this is why our paths have crossed.
Yes.
So there's never just a coincidence. There's always a reason for something, even if you don't see it. And even if it's a lesson or a bad,
see it. Ask, always ask. You never know if you don't ask.
True. Right? Oh, I never asked. Right. I just feel like I'll figure out what the lesson is at a later time. But I forget that we can ask right now.
Yeah,
it's a good tip. I love
that. Yeah.
Forget and to the listeners, to the new listeners here, we have guides, we have angels, we have ones that are around us all the time. So it's either you're tuned into it or not. So Gretchen here is more tuned in than most of us. And that means she's more higher vibration. In order to tap into that higher realm, you have to be more high vibrational. It's just kind of like an antenna, right? So
yeah,
you can channel that or not. So yeah.
Yeah.
Channel it, which is so cool. I'm still
trying
to get myself there somehow.
Yeah, you will. You will. You will.
Exciting. So did you want to do a little bit of mediumship right now for us?
Yeah, okay. Let me see if I can, I can pick up on something. I don't know.
Okay, we could try. Let's see. So it would just be cool to see how you channel. I know everybody else does it in their own ways, but for anybody who has never seen this before, this could be their first time.
Okay, let's see what my phone says, huh?
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is, I want to give people a little backstory if they don't know, but you were the first one to give me a mediumship about my dad. I haven't talked about my dad. He passed away almost 10 years ago this month. It will be
10. Yeah.
And it was crazy. You told me about him and what he said, and it was very touching. And
yeah,
said it was accurate, by the way. So today, because I don't...
Why am I getting this? I'm getting a moon. Oh, I know this little person who's the apple of my eye. Wonder who could be that? Maybe your father, huh?
The apple of my eye?
Yeah, maybe. You're his daughter. Oh. Yeah, he talks very... highly of you.
Yeah, last time when you told me about my dad, loving. He's always been super loving.
Yeah, I still feel that. Oh my god, what is this?
Very positive. He's always...
Is he entering the room again? Oh. Right.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of unsaid things that when he left. Or a relationship, you know, in the Asian culture, we don't really talk about our feelings.
Never waste your feelings on people who don't value your emotions. Can you relate or not?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. It's funny. Oh my god. Right now, I'm having a dilemma with my older sister and it's emotionally draining. So.
Okay. Tell me about it.
It's so funny that literally. So it's just. We've always had that relationship where we don't see eye to eye. So this is what I was saying earlier in the episode was like, you know, when you have someone come at you with negative energy, how do you because you get trapped into their negative you go along with the ride and me being aware, I'm like, oh, I don't want that energy. I don't want it. Like, how do I step out and resolve that? So you said right now, reminding me.
Wait, I got something else. Sorry, when you start being real serious about your boundaries. Like, yeah, surprise. I'm not a people pleaser anymore. So let's see how cool we really are.
Oh my gosh. Dude, that's what I did. I set my boundaries with her. I was like,
See how this works? If we are in alignment, it's getting naturally. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't even need to recharge myself.
Be crazy. Like, I honestly put my boundary up with her and, you know, she didn't like the way I put my boundaries up, but you know what? This is for my own mental state and it's not about her. It's about me. And if she's bringing me down, I can't allow her to, right? Like
I need
to do what I need to do to set my boundaries to get myself.
Exactly. Good job. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Boundaries.
What else do you want me to know?
That is so funny.
What else? Yeah, like I said before, breathe in, peace, breathe out, love. Breathe in, breathe out, relax.
Yes, let's all do that.
Oh, here we go. I want you to know that blessings are being released into your life at this very moment. Some of you have been waiting and waiting, but the wait is over. Your breakthrough is here. See what I was talking about?
Say that again. Say that again.
Yeah. I want you to know that blessings are being released into your life at this very moment. Some of you have been waiting and waiting, but the wait is over. Your breakthrough is coming.
Yay! Oh my gosh.
The doors that were once closed are now wide open, and I'm guiding you toward a new season of prosperity. Ah, this is for the both of us, for sure.
Yes.
Yay.
Anybody who's listening right now, that's the message for them as well, because they were...
Yeah.
Listen to this episode. Well, this is good.
Yeah.
I truly believe.
Okay, see what we're doing? Okay, my soul is on a budget. I can't afford stress, deceit, negativity, doubt, disrespect, hate, drama, bad vibes.
Yes!
Again!
My mantra!
So, let me just tell the listeners, I'm just getting messages to memes. On Facebook. That's how I operate. But sometimes I can also go in trance. But that works slower. That works slower. But this one is really, yeah, this one is my favorite because it comes with flow. It comes with ease. It comes naturally. You know, it comes in the spirit. But sometimes you also have to know that whenever you post pictures of yourself or your deceased loved ones, if there could be 10 mediums in a group, for example, if they don't feel anything, if they don't feel aligned, then then they're not coming true to them. Then there's maybe someone else, right? Who isn't part of the group yet that is meant to come true. But I'm getting messages through symbols, through spirit animals, because sometimes I work is like if you have a picture, then I stream to that picture, and sometimes I just see like signs, right? T-shirts with animals on them, and then I'm looking up on that animal, spirit animal, and then that animal is telling me about who that person was, the characteristics.
Wow.
And it has been right all the time. I'm still getting into it, how accurate it can be sometimes. But of course, sometimes I may be wrong. Doesn't mean that because I'm still getting started, you know, I'm still getting used to my gifts, how I'm getting my messages. And it happens when I'm not truly fully aligned, you know. I think that's all there is, I think, for now.
Okay, I love
it. Yeah, here, when it all clicks, yeah, it is. There's something special that clicks into place when you finally realize how all those emotions that felt so scary, so shameful, so wrong, all they were asking for was you, right? You needed to show up for them. You're the number one.
Yeah.
But what we do is we tend to look outside ourselves.
Yeah. True.
But in fact, everything is within ourselves.
If you think about it, though, yes, something is within us, but we're so taught as a society, even at a young age.
Yeah.
Not know
people. Yeah.
Right? You're going through that. You're learning
who
you authentically are. I had to go through that journey to find who I am. And I took this leadership training course lately that within me. Like, it unlocked it. Like, your authenticity, your true person
is
hidden, right? And then it's, like, releasing that trauma or whatever it is. Yeah,
and here is something about confidence. Your confidence in yourself determines your faith in the universe. Trust within and all aligns.
Yeah. Ugh, I know that. I know all of this.
What is this? What is this? Because that's what we've been talking about. Oh my God. And this is reflecting back in.
Yeah, it's reflecting our conversation of what I.
Everything is according, you know.
So, course, this is confirming what we've talked about, which is amazing.
Very beautiful.
Confidence, though. And we lack a lot of confidence within ourselves with what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you really tap into your confidence? It's by working through those emotions. And that's why...
Yeah, working through those blocks. Yeah, exactly.
But emotional intelligence is so, so important, though. It's like...
Yeah.
Knowing the awareness of why these emotions are showing up for you. And what is...
Exactly.
Doing.
Exactly. And the best thing that you can do is... What I always say is like... connect with yourself first. Because when you learn how to connect with yourself, the deeper you go, the deeper you could show up for somebody else. You know, it's about holding that space. Because when you can hold yourself, you also create that space for somebody else.
So, this person who triggers me, I'm unable to hold space for them. Because I'm not grounded and aligned, right? I'm letting my triggers, my emotions get the best of me. So I'm unable to hold that container for that person.
Yes.
Mm. So then.
So what you need to do is find out what's triggering you. Sit with it. Connect with it. And when you find that, I'm always talking about switches. Okay. You know, everybody who comes into our lives, whether colleagues, mm-hmm. whether friends, mm-hmm. I've had multiple soul connections. And sometimes I find the switches sooner with person A. And sometimes person B takes 10 years. For example, and maybe I'm starting to think maybe we met each other in past lives.
Probably there has
to be. And there's a reason that this person showed up to resolve things in this life, right? To try to resolve the past with whether the karma maybe the karma, because you know you have pay attention, because sometimes I feel like that person A is triggering you, that causes a separation. But when you finally able to find that switch, you can after a month, let's say after 2 months, that person shows up again. And then it's crazy. You get along, you click better than ever. Or it can also happen that person isn't coming back anymore, that their story is over because you resolved the trigger. So it can go in both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like everybody has an energy switch. That's how I experienced it and how I can best explain it.
Okay, so if that person is triggering you, you go and sit with it, digest it, however.
And but if you're not ready, if you're not ready, then it's your choice. Then nothing is resolved, right? The situation stays status quo.
Yeah.
You run. You run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it's so important to face those fears, the triggers, all of the emotions. Because when you do, you release that energy that you're carrying from yourself. It's the same with forgiveness, you know?
How do you forgive when the other person is also not ready to grow and to change?
Tough question.
Yeah, see, that's
because this is an interesting conversation.
I know.
I love this. Because I still am going through pain with my father. It's hard. Because he recently did something. I'm not going to go into it with detail, but it's like every time that I want to let him back in, he does something again. You know what I mean? And then he explained the daughter, right? There is not even an equal give and take, right? And I have had like two conversations with him. I spoke my truth. I spoke what was going on. And it got off of my chest, yes. But I wonder, I ask myself this question over and over again. Am I still waiting for him to take responsibility? Am I waiting for him that he finally sees and learn from his mistakes? Is it that what I'm still struggling with? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's natural. Everybody struggles with that. But I want to, like, get along. Yeah, I want to get along. But like I said before, we cannot, it's not a race. We have to choose ourselves first. Because if we don't go through that pain first, if we go in that circle too soon again, yeah, we might end up risking to get hurt again, you know?
Yeah. So you're the same with your father. So you're having expectations. Like, you want a good relationship, but then he's not doing it, right? Like,
I feel like 10-15% isn't seeing it yet. And you know, also what also bothers me is when I text him or call him, mm-hmm. he expects that everything is all right. You know what I mean? Everything is sunshine. Mm-hmm. We can go further. But I've told him I still need my space. I need my space to work through the emotions because it's too intense. If I face him now, it will all come out again. But maybe that's exactly what I need to do.
Yeah. Let all your emotions out. Don't restrict yourself.
But it's hard. It's really hard, you know? I don't...
We're a mirror for each other.
You know what? And, you know, I'll get there when I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'll get there. But I don't want to give him the idea that it's all roses and sunshine.
Yeah.
I keep him at a distance because of that. Because I'm scared that, I'm scared that he is going to step on my heart again, you know? And I'm allowed to have that fear.
Yeah.
But I also know that true healing only happens when you see connection.
Yeah.
When you dare to speak openly what's bothering you, what your feelings are. But nobody taught us about our feelings, right? Nobody taught us that. And this is me still figuring it out.
Yeah, but what if the other person is not receptive to hearing it, right? Like, that's...
Right.
That's another thing.
What if the other person is running from it?
Yeah, of course they're running from it. They're deflecting. They love to make excuses.
Always, they want to be the victim.
Back to you, right? Like, making everything your problem.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm just trying to figure this out internally. And maybe I just have to tell him that we have to do this step by step.
Yeah.
Maybe part of me is also controlling a little bit. You know what I mean? Keeping him at a distance. I am taking that lead. Deciding when he can enter, when he cannot. But who am I to decide, right? Yeah, I'm going to figure this out. My own pace.
Yeah.
Because there's still something that's missing from my side. I have to take, like, accountability for it as well. You know?
Yeah.
But how do you deal with it when the pain is still too much and too intense?
Yeah.
When somebody really stepped on your toes and broke your heart?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No.
It's hard. But you gotta conquer it.
Yeah.
This is good. Wow.
Yeah, because people around me say, move on. That's in the past. But how do you move on, huh? Tell me. Is there some kind of drug? Is there some I would do it right away. I would do everything right away. But I know from experience, true healing cannot be wrong. Because when it is, you could fall into the back into the right patterns again.
Mm-hmm.
You can fall right back in. You know what they say? Slow and steady wins the race.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do it like that than blow it up again.
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
But I also have to acknowledge, am I being too cautious? Am I being too careful? Should I not take that risk?
Yeah, but what are you ready for? I think that's
the question, yeah.
Yeah, and how much of the inner healing have you done? How much of the capacity can you actually hold, right?
Yeah, but it's also, you know that saying, you don't have to see the whole staircase, you have to start walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that, right? Yeah, maybe I should start walking, allow everything to come up, and just be. And maybe I'm just afraid to show my vulnerable self.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah, why?
That could be it.
But why are you so scared to show your vulnerable self? Because you...
I don't know. Because there's no blockage. In the end, we all will realize there's no blockage.
Yeah.
There's nothing. A question for the listeners, what would you do when nothing was blocking? What would you do when you don't need that permission from somebody else? What would you do? How far would you go?
Yeah, you would just go to the finish line if there's nothing blocking you.
Yeah, you're limitless.
Yeah.
You're limitless, but we didn't grow up like that.
Well, it's because our society.
Yeah, the matrix. We have to find that courage to step out of that. And that's when what you said comes in. What means being ready? What does that mean?
Yeah. When you're ready to conquer your fear, when you're ready to take it head on.
Because actually, you don't have to be ready. You don't have to be.
I mean, yeah, you could just do it. But for the most part, if you just go in and blindfolded, usually...
Yeah, because what happens... Okay, what if... Let's put it this way. What if you decide to go for it? What if you do X, Y, Z? Yeah, because you're afraid to be seen. You're afraid to be vulnerable. You're afraid to speak your truth because other people aren't going to like it. Those things are going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. It happened to me. It happened to me. But somebody told me, you are still the writer of your own story. You are in charge.
Yeah.
And we should not give that power to somebody else. We should, like we said before, we should allow those fears to come up. Because if we do, then they get released and you get from point A to B. And then B is going to give you other feelings, other energy releases, thoughts that you need to be dealing with. And then you get to point C. But in my eyes, I'm talking about a lot of quotes here, a lot of memes. Because here's another one. What matters is the journey, not the outcome, right? Why are we so often attached to the outcome? Why don't we just enjoy ourselves, enjoy the ride, right?
Yeah, well, that's what we're taught. We're taught to do this.
Yeah. And
come.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we can't go along with the ride. It's hard.
Yeah.
Or it's not hard, I guess. It's just you're not used to that. It's just not
good. Yeah. But what do we want? You know? We all want that connection.
Yeah.
We all want that connection. But what happens is that trauma gets in the way. We're scared. We run. We chase. That's the other side of running. But chasing is also like running. Because it's a different way of running. It's the same. But it's like a different way. You still run from your pain. And when are we actually daring to tell somebody else, hey, you need love? When do we actually express that? When do we actually allow somebody in to connect with our pain?
Yeah, not often. You usually do it by yourself.
Let's see. Yeah, yeah. And I'm used to do it by myself. But yes, what do I end up telling myself is nobody will understand.
Mm-hmm.
See, again, that's the block that I'm creating.
Yeah, and so that's what
happens. Instead of just trying, and without expectations, without that block, without that thought, just do. Just get into that action.
Yeah.
But it's all in that subconscious. You know, like 70% we don't know of what we're doing. We're not even aware. But that awareness comes through the triggers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
Whoa. Man, we're getting deep here.
I know, yeah. And the triggers are what comes up for you to
work
through those emotions. And then, but it's all a full circle. It's all a full circle. Right? It's true. I love it. This is really good. But even with your subconscious, that's why it's so good to bring the subconscious into your conscious so you can be aware of it and then you can work through that.
And so
awareness is so important, so then you can
and that's where energy frequency comes in.
Mm-hmm.
to make it conscious.
But
it's also when you start understanding yourself, you start to have empathy for somebody else, because I'm like an empath, high sensitive.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can see the pattern living in somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. And then I'm reminding myself, oh yeah, this person must have been gone through it. So I take a step back and then say it has to do with the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just what they have gone through. So like we said before, it's reflecting also something that I have gone through. And it's enough that one of the person is working through it. You know what I mean? One of the person can shift the energy. Doesn't mean that the other person doesn't have to do the work, huh?
Yeah, they will have to. But yeah.
No.
That one person to shift that around. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be that.
And that's how important it is to start doing it. Because you can change it. You can change it. And that's, we so often hear about the divine timing, but the divine timing is about time. It's about when we start working on our energy and when our energy aligns with the opportunities for us. Because everything has been there, but we've been blocking it all along.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. I'm discovering my own energy and my own powers, which is pretty cool. And then doing your own self-work too. And so all the listeners here is on that journey too of empowering yourself to unlocking potential, their power, which is so cool, right?
But, yeah, we deserve to rise.
Yeah.
We deserve it. Yeah.
We all deserve to live in our true power, which a lot of us are not, right? It's insane.
No.
It's so crazy how our world has shifted into like us not even knowing. The Matrix is doing its job. It really is. And down. And
yeah, and it's hard sometimes to live around sleeping people. No judgment, but it's really hard.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
It is. So you coming here today, talking about energy work, talking about mediumship, and just teaching us about awareness. It's so amazing. Thank you, Gretchen, for being here. I'm so honored.
It's great.
Last but not least, where can the listeners find more about you and your work? And if they can download some frequencies from you, I know you're putting some out there, which is pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've started, but I have to... I have to respect the pace of the listeners as well. So I am separating their pace with my pace. And I'm trying to upload a track every month. You know, because, you know, sometimes they say like it's 21 days before a habit starts kicking, right? So I'm respecting that. But for me, it has been a roller coaster. And it's, yeah, for me, it has been a little bit faster than that. But yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we'll just put down the links below.
Okay. Yeah. Already sent them to me, but usually, you know, if you have a website.
Yeah, we'll just put them below and then listeners can find it on their own page.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. And
you're welcome.
This is exciting. I can't wait for
listeners
to hear this episode. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power at the Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!